I'm 48 years old and not the President of the United States. This, I'm sure, doesn't shock you, but oddly, it surprises me. Not that I've ever run for anything, except to be on my graduate school's alumni committee, a race I lost. Nor did I buy into that adage that any American can grow up to be president, though our new chief executive has certainly proven that to be true. But seemingly suddenly, people my age are now occupying high political offices. Barack Obama is 47 years old. His Treasury Secretary, Timothy Geithner, is 48. On the basis of age alone, it's hard not to think that it could have been me. Not long ago, I traveled in similar circles as these best and brightest. While I didn't attend Harvard Law School, I graduated from a top public policy school, spent time in Washington working as staff in Congress and the White House, and worked as a community organizer. 20 years ago, Geithner was friends with a roommate of mine. The truth is, I never expected to be president, or anything close to that. But like many of us nearing the half-century mark, I find myself taking stock of my life and wondering whether I measure up to the hopes and dreams of my youth. And in a time when many of us get second or even third chances at careers, I want the rest of my time to be well spent. I'm not alone in this. More than 200,000 people have already applied for positions in the Obama administration. While Obama may have ushered in a new period of governance, he's also redefined the midlife crisis. During the Bush administration, it didn't seem necessary for a 50-year-old's ambition to extend much past buying a sports car or finding a replacement trophy wife. Now, nothing less than changing the world will do. I'll be spending the next few months grappling with my midlife career angst, a process made all the more difficult by the election of our shiny new leader. And so, to the president-elect, I say, thanks a lot, buddy. With a perspective, I'm Stephen Moss.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.